Yeah, I was involved and I was a little bit confused, but I mean, we managed to get through it and I'm still here.
Was it annoying, difficult for you to go through, confusing?
It was a lot. Yeah, it was confusing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we was able to work it out, so that's all. That's the only thing that matters, really.
Was it distracting for you, you know, less than a week before a game?
Well, it was just my off day, so I had to go through that all day. But other than that, you know, I'm good now. So, I mean, we're here. I'm just going to focus on Cincinnati.
Did you consider yourself one of the five best linemen on this team?
I should ask y'all that. What do y'all think?
Well, the depth chart says that.
Does that just show what the reality of the NFL is, that you have to, you know, make sure you're aware of at all
definitely.
Times?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I always know that ever since I came in that it's a business, so you always got to make sure, you know, you take care of it from a business standpoint and, you know, get stuff done.
How good was the range of emotions? I mean, you go from preparing for the Bengals, and then in 5 days, then you're not sure if you have a team immediately.
Yeah, there was a lot of change of emotions, swinging back and forth, because thought you were gone, then you're back. So I'm here now, so I can focus on the Bengals.
Was the number one priority staying here and being a Raven?
Yeah, it was, as long as everything made sense.
And
it
did. The making sense part?
You know, the whole restructuring of the contract. So.
So you felt like it was a fair deal at the end of the day?
It's good. That's why I'm still here.
Mm-hmm. Right. You said it is business.
Mm-hmm.
Did they give you a reason why a week before the first game they'd even approach you for such a thing?
Not really, but, I mean, we're past that now.
Preparing to start Monday night?
Yeah, I'm just going to prepare and see what happens on Monday night.
What do you see in this D-line? Looks like especially the interior is pretty strong up there.
Yeah, they are pretty strong. Especially the two D-tackles, whatever like that. So we've been watching a lot of film on them already and try to break them down and, you know, see how we'll, you know, plan to go against them.
Does the stage of this game as far as opening up week one Monday night against the Bengals, does that hype it up more? Does that play into it more?
Yeah, I guess so. And, you know, it's the first Monday night game of the season, so that's a big, you know, stage right there.
Brian, did you feel a little bit like this injury kind of started a little out of control? Did you hope things were going to... Were you surprised that it kind of got to the public or just...
I thought eventually we'd get to the public anyway, so, I mean, from what I was told at a certain point, so... but it worked out, so...
You're happy about it?
Yeah, I'm good now.
No, when Coach Harwell first talked to you, were you a little surprised to hear from him?
When he called me? Oh, yeah, because at that point, I thought I was already gone. So, yeah, I was surprised to get a phone call. I thought it was like a farewell phone call.
did you meet him in the – did they call it, everything took place over the phone yesterday, or did you come in?
I had to come in after, you know, we came to an agreement.
Okay, so when the first came to you, asked about the deal, that was over the phone?
Yeah, everything was over the phone. No, the restructure at first was in person.
Okay, it's in person, then phone, and then
everything else was phone, and then I came back.
How would you describe your relationship with Coach Harbaugh? Is it good? Would you say it's
I don't have no problem. Like I say, everything is business. You can't get too many emotions tied up in when you know you have to deal with business at the same time. So it was business on their end, it was business on my end, and we took care of it. So
did it get to the point where other teams were in contact with your agent?
I'm not sure about all that, but I mean, I'm pretty sure people were catching wind that it could have been a possibility.
Going into the first Monday night game, having this all done, getting you at ease mentally and physically, it just puts you to the side.
Well, definitely now I have a better focus today than I did yesterday because I know where I'm going to be at, so it's just a lot easier to focus.
You ready for that crowd on Monday night?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we're home as well, so that's a great thing.